Marijuana is getting cheaper in Seattle. Since legal pot shops first opened a year ago, the cost of weed has dropped significantly. But that's not stopping eager pot entrepreneurs who are hoping to get in on the budding industry. Reporter Megan Walker has the story.
When Ian Eisenberg opened one of the first retail pot shops in Seattle, he admits he had no idea what he was doing.
We really had no expectations because we didn't know what to expect. We had no experience in the pot business. And we had no experience in retail. I remember the first day we opened, we didn't even have change in our cash registers for customers.
Eisenberg owns Uncle Ike's, one of Capitol Hill's busiest marijuana retail stores.
Our first decision was making everything even numbers, and including the tax and the price. I think everybody else in the state followed suit, and that's why it's like that today, just because we didn't know what we were doing.
Back when Eisenberg started, pot was pretty expensive, going for $25 a gram. According to the state Liquor and Cannabis Board, prices were high at first because the supply couldn't keep up with the initial demand. But over the past year, production has amped up, bringing the ticket price down, way down. Pot's now selling at an average of $11 a gram.
We're the classic business school 101 joke that we lose a little bit with every transaction and we're trying to make it up in volume.
Tracy Seslin is with the University of Washington's Foster School of Business. She specializes in business economics. She says that initial high price was also all about the hype.
Being able to do something legally that you could previously only do illegally or with certain restrictions, I think is probably what generated the market to begin with. And now that the novelty of it has worn off a bit, we're not seeing the same high prices as on the first day.
That novelty is still a driving force for people who want to get into the business. And the falling product value doesn't seem to be scaring off newcomers, with new shops opening nearly every month in Seattle. Sesson says that from a business standpoint, it's a risky move.
The fact that prices, again, are falling and people are still entering the business, it's confusing to me. It's puzzling to me because standard theories of economics would only suggest entry into an industry when people see that it's profitable.
Regardless of the cost, there's going to be businesses that have market share that will make it profitable.
That's Donnie Douglas, owner of Wallingford's newest pot shop called American Mary. He's also owner of The Source, a medical dispensary in Pioneer Square. American Mary is his first recreational pot store, which he says is a totally different beast than the medical scene. Douglas sees the potential boom and bust of the industry, but that isn't swaying him.
It's just really about trying to establish yourself and get market share and bring our strengths to what we can do. As long as the licenses stay somewhat scarce, then I think we're, you know, fairly protected.
Douglas's shop is one of only 16 in Seattle, which he says gives him a competitive edge. But again, UW's Tracy Seslin isn't convinced that will make a difference, saying it's a fad industry, one that will lose its charm as the novelty of legal pot wears off.
I think it's a dream that people have. You know, in one generation, it might have been opening a bed and breakfast in Vermont. In this generation, it might be opening your own coffee shop. Now it's weed. I just think that there's a pie in the sky feeling about it. And when people really look at the numbers, they'll see that it's going to be a lot more of an uphill battle than they originally anticipated.
Another hurdle for pot shop owners are Washington's changing tax laws. For the past year, marijuana has been taxed 25% every time it changed hands, from producer to retailer to consumer. In July, that increased to 37%. But now, marijuana is only taxed when it's sold to the consumer. Then there's the federal tax, which Eisenberg from Uncle Ike's says really cuts into his profit. Federal laws don't allow pot shops to deduct expenses such as payroll and electricity like a normal business. Eisenberg says he makes about 10% of every sale, and that has to cover his overhead.
I think everybody in this business is just pasturing their business until the federal rules change, and then we might be able to make money. But right now, everybody, at least that I know, is just struggling to hang on.
The state is now also in the process of merging the medical dispensaries with retail stores, which will add a number of new shops to the market. According to the Liquor and Cannabis Board, when Colorado did the same thing, about 50% of the businesses there failed. They say that's likely to happen here, too. For KUW News, I'm Megan Walker.